Offense often feels powerful at first. It gives us a story. It gives us a case. It gives us someone to blame. It may even give us a sense of moral superiority. We begin to think, I see clearly, they are the problem. I know what they meant. I know what kind of person they are. But offense is a trap because it narrows the heart. It reduces a person to their worst moment. It turns pain into accusation. It turns memory into evidence. It turns conversation into prosecution. It turns prayer into complaint without surrender. Hebrews 12 warns about a root of bitterness that can spring up and trouble many. That image matters. Bitterness is not only a private feeling, it spreads. It affects our tone. It affects how we tell the story. It affects how we interpret future events. It affects how we speak about the person to others. It affects how we pray. It can even affect people who were not part of the original conflict. This is how the wildfire moves from one heart into a family, a church, a ministry team, or a workplace. The trap of offense often has several signs. We replay the injury again and again. We imagine conversations where we finally win. We gather people who will agree with us. We assign motives without asking questions. We secretly enjoy hearing negative things about the person who hurt us. We become angry when someone suggests a more balanced view. We resist prayer that would soften our heart. We confuse bitterness with discernment. This does not mean the original harm was small. Sometimes the harm was serious. Sometimes consequences are needed. Sometimes trust should not be restored quickly. Sometimes safety requires distance and help. But even when boundaries are necessary, bitterness is still dangerous. The peace fire does not require us to open ourselves to more harm. It does invite us to refuse the inward prison of offense. 2 Corinthians 2 reminds believers that unforgiveness can become one of Satan's schemes. The enemy loves unresolved offense because it keeps the wound active and the wildfire burning. Jesus offers freedom, not cheap peace, not denial, not pretending, freedom. He teaches us to release personal vengeance to God, seek truth wisely, forgive faithfully, and obey Him one step at a time. Before moving on, ask, how has offense tried to narrow my heart? What story do I keep rehearsing? What would it look like to bring that story into the light of Christ?